wish we were leaving. I wish we were in somebody's car, going faster than we'd get home, and that would be enough. I'd look at the ceiling, I'd feel like I was in somebody's arms who really loved me, but we won't get that far. Got your eyes set on something that I don't see. Whenever you smile, it's for something that I don't feel. And one day you'll be so good for somebody, for somebody. And one day you'll make somebody so happy. But it won't.
Small talk, big nights, so many signs you're not alright. Going faster than you want it, because it's not enough. So tired of believing love's gonna get you through the night. There's no laughter when you take things this far.
You've got your eyes set on something that I don't see. Whenever you smile, it's for something that I don't feel. And one day you'll be so good for somebody, for somebody. And one day you'll make somebody so happy. But it won't be. Turning that gray skies blue like I do for you. If you'd only let me, you'll be dreaming, and by your side there'll be two blue eyes where I wanted to be. Don't feel so deflated, these things happen, timing fails us all. It isn't your fault, so don't look back. You don't need to explain, cause you've got your eyes set on something that I don't see. Whenever you smile, it's for something that I don't feel. And one day you'll be so good for somebody, for somebody. And one day you'll make somebody so happy, so happy. And one day you'll be so good for somebody, for somebody. And one day you'll make somebody so happy.
This is J.D. Doyle, and my Out Radio show for April will include just all kinds of music. That first song was by an artist I've been playing for years. He's Rod Thomas, but he calls his act Bright Light, Bright Light. He's working on a new album, and during the process, he was contacted by Elton John, who told him he loved his work. Well, that led to Elton joining Rod on the song I Wish We Were Leaving. Later on in this hour, I've got a special treat for you. A couple weeks ago on Queer Voices, I had a special guest. Now, my QMH show is carried by that show, and I often come in to do interviews live, and I loved this one. Bobby Joe Valentine was in town getting ready to do a benefit concert for MCCR, and luckily, he was available on a Monday night when the show broadcasts. And I'm glad to include that guest spot on this segment, but that will be in about a half hour. Up next is another name you'll know, Boy George, who just released his first studio album in a number of years. It's called This Is What I Do, and from it you'll hear King of Everything.
the booze, let the demons win the fight. I drop my gloves to the ground. You know I'm sorry for the times I made you cry. I made an order letting you down. Used to say it's only me I'm hurting, but I saw you on the stage. The kid was crying and the dogs were howling, and a siren filled the air. What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Or will I be king again? What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Or will I be king of everything? Tempted myself time and time again. Like self-destruction was so cruel. I mocked your tears and I scarred your heart. I blame the past, then I blame you. You used to say it's only me I'm hurting. When I saw you on the stage, the kid was crying and the dogs were howling, and a siren filled the air. What's the word on the street? Have I lost my crown? Will I be king again? What's the word? Have I lost my crown? Will I be king of everything?
Thank you. father and I. Happy that we're now such good friends. Looking forward, forward to seeing you. Love like ours we cannot pretend. Choking on the embers of fate, burning down the house of your name. Everything can go up in flames, as long as you have something to
sharing a stall next to you. Don't security. I promise I'm not a guy. You can just call me a B-O-I. I have better things to do today than to scare you nice upstanding ladies away. Ma'am, please don't hit me with your bag. Just think of me as a nice young girl in drag. I'm not a guy, but I'm not some dolled up girl. I can see how that would shake your whole damn world. But could we discuss this later, please? I've been driving for 6 hours and I've been drinking too much tea. I'll always be the boy in the girl's room. You'll always be the one who just can't understand. If you're so sure about your thoughts on my gender, could you please explain to my vagina that I'm a man? Boys will be boys and girls will be girls long after we get tattoos and shave off all our curls. There's no need to chase me from the bathroom stall. No need at all. I'm not here for a cheap peep show. If I was trying to pick up women, there are better spots to go. I don't enjoy this either, but for now I have no choice. Until the happy day I find a door that's labeled boys.
After hours on the road, I can't hold it anymore. And the only place to go is some scary rest stop on the side of the road. So I try to tuck my shirt in, yeah, hoping they'll see my breasts. But with this shirt that I'm wearing, it could look kinda like a man's chest. So I opened up the door, but I heard the ladies grasp. Looking for their purses, they grabbed them so fast. And wondered if the lady swung at me and screamed, "You fucking pervert!"
Hey, lady, hey, lady.
But that ended quick as I said, "Look," and lifted up my shirt.
You didn't really do that, did you?
Hell yeah, man. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Desperate times call for desperate measures. You know, they doubt you, prove them wrong. In the wise words of Goddess, baby, prove them wrong.
I'm just a dyke until I have to pee. Then I have the whole motherfucking world staring at me. Am I such a freak that your jaw has to hit the floor? Yes, I read the door. So go tell your dashing husband, Bubba, that I'm here. And I'll explain again, I'm not a guy, I'm just a queer. Maybe then we can all just be friends. But that rebel t-shirt tells me that's not how it's gonna end. I'm always gonna be the boy in the girl's room, unless I buy myself a nice wig and a dress. And if you think I look bad now, no one wants to see that level of mess. This goes out to all my boys in the girls' rooms. I know society has made you pee shy, but know you're not alone. And keep on going proudly, cause somewhere out there there's a hot girl looking for her B-O-I.
Yes, she's a boy in the girls' room, with boy spelled B-O-I. That was Julie Shore and the title track from her 2010 album, and that's obviously not a song for broadcast radio. She had some help from Goddess on that one. But that set started off with Boy George, and Rufus Wainwright was next in a new song called Me and Liza. And then Tegan and Sarah gave us Shudder to Think, which came from the soundtrack from the film Dallas Buyers Club. I'm a huge fan of the show Downton Abbey, so I got a kick out of this song inspired by it, by some prominent drag queens, Courtney Act, Willem, and Vicky Vox. It's called Snore, Downton Abbey.
One big house with 80 people, five above the rest down below.
Now things will be messed up.
Don't expect action.
action or a faster-paced plot. The BBC takes it slow.
There's a train for
if you haven't watched, dear God, pretend that you have.
Your friend will crucify you.
It's the best damn series.
If you've got no shit to do.
Yeah, it's a British show.
Girl, it moves so slow, you know it. Come on. Keep awake and you can get through it. Any minute something will happen.
Don't you worry.
Another night, another tea in silence with you. Your dress is red, it's actually mauve. You look great.
Yes, I do.
Another birth, another death.
A Christmas special or two.
I'm getting married.
Oh, that's right, it was you.
Earl of Grantham, Cora C, Elizabeth McGovern.
Are you kidding me?
Carson Hughes, Miss Patmore, O'Brien Bates, Branson. Then there's Thomas, who's big old queen. Matthew Moore, money? Get him off! He's a bore, but Sherlock McLean.
Chador, Dior!
They had style, they had grace.
But nothing happens in this fucking place. Mary, Edith, Sybil, too.
You are listening to Nicky Eric and Floyd.
I'm sorry you've seen pain here, and after all you've made clear, I'm sorry they can't hear you, that some people fear truth. I know from good and hard times, if true love you ever find, fight for your right to be with that somebody. This gave insanity, come into my reality. Celebrate with pageantry, scream to the sky, love me free, 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 free,
free, free, free, free, free.
So baby, if it's your pride that you're feeling you can't hide, live loud, proud and true. Let your first love heed you, then give as much as you can to any woman or to any man. Let everyone hear your voice and respect your choice. Escape insanity, come into my reality. Celebrate with pageantry, scream to the sky, love, be free. Come into my reality. Come into my reality. Escape insanity, come into my reality. Celebrate with my dream, free to the sky, love me free. Escape insanity, sky, I'll be free.
It hits you so hard and throws you so off guard, then sweeps you away. You have no choice but to stay. Suddenly a moment sublime, everything falls right in line. By luck or by design, in a moment of clarity, you know you have to believe. Now you know, yes I know, that there's somebody for everybody. Just say it, oh, oh, oh. Just say it, oh, oh, oh.
Lifted so high, it's like you're dancing on the sky. Then falling back down, let it go, let it flow. Advance on to the next round. Don't try to question the sound.
Houston performer Nikki Aragus Lloyd and Let Love Be Free, followed by Matt Zarley and Somebody for Everybody. And you should check out Matt's video for that one. It's very fun. Going next to a rap group sadly no longer together. It's sad because I think they were several cuts above the rest, both in talent and what they sang about. This was an act with a social conscience, and they had something to say. They called themselves Deep Dicollective. From their 2007 CD, On Some Other, is the song For Colored Boys.
This is a song made for colored boys whose rainbows forgot how to bloom, whose moons forgot how to change into suns to illuminate the gray days. This is a song made for color boys whose heroes forgot how to fly, whose wings were clipped with raging cages, waited to take them with no reasons why. This is a song made for color boys whose upends had never come up, whose mothers and fathers became the sons and the daughters of revolutions, eternal corrupt. Yeah.
So this is for the color boys like me, brother Pence, Walker, Fringe Society, pressurizing exponentially.
This is for the color boys like me, dirty, dirty, the city streets, literary geeks that control, alternate, and delete to reboot. We be the strange fruit, blackberry, sweet juice. We be rigging your real, telling our truth. We got moods like Langston Hughes. Be the County Cullen Blues, be the soul of his shoes. Marvin White's Blackbird, taking flight with words, with our pens and manifestos. We bougie and ghetto, thug and crud, the nigga please and nigga what? The XX of the mic check, we be the boys suspect when they fail to love themselves well. We enter Zaki's warriors, homo revolutionary males, following our hearts, we spark sunshine in the dark. DDC, famous outlaw MCs, we get free.
We on some other shit, Spisto 6, choke on it. Hit me on MySpace, JP rap, sick with it. Call me Gaylord, build the face, and fire grace, and those who expire. Ricky, Kaya, Alizé, and Tanya, we miss your bad love, won't retire. Ready to blow like Golden State Puff. White girl, we done had enough, moist and sticky on the same brain. Like cotton fields painted yesterday's rain. How you gonna make it through all the pain and all the anguish? Fall to the depth and stand tall. Fall to the depth and stand tall.
So this is for the color boys like me. Not a bench, walk a fringe society. Pressurizing exponentially. And yet we try to song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold. At the end of a rainbow that no one knows. So the answer is clear if we recognize.
The point is this colored noise, this joint is for colored boys. This is for Essex, the solo, Donald, and Marla Troy. This is for Amy, for Melvin, Clarton, for County C. This is for Larry Duckett, for Joseph and Jimmy B. For cousins and lovers, who could it be because you would laugh. This is for Luther, Poetic, Easy, and Sugar Shaft. For a brother whose name we will never know, I'ma get it right. The major infinity ninja twisted it through the night. In spite of the pressures and expectations of high desire. Like they had who painted through slings and arrows while walking by. Before more I Afro from homo stories will see the light. The slice had me frightened and now I'm ready to fucking fight.
Chocolate cover rainbows. Black boys get on down.
Shade of brown, I like to see it get on down, 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 down. Love to see that boys get down. I like that UK Irish brown. I like that Tamil Trini brown, 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 brown. Love to see the sound. Love to see the sound. I love to see the brown. I like to.
So this is for the color boys like me, brother Fence Walker Fringe Society, pressurizing exponentially, yet we start a song. Well, I was born inside of a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow, but no one knows. So the answer is clear if you recognize. If you're looking for truth, then look to my eyes. Chocolate cover rainbows. Black boys get on down, 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 down. Chocolate color rainbows. Love to hear that sound, 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 sound.
Okay, at the top of the show, I promised a very cool live performance by Bobby Joe Valentine. And here it is. And this is J.D. Doyle. Again, you're listening to Queer Voices. And here is the singing of Bobby Joe Valentine.
We are birds of a feather, so we don't flock together and sing the same song. Oh, wow. Let's be a fatal stick and fiddle. Even though we screech a little, it'll be worth it all to see you smile. And I wouldn't trade $1 million for the moments we share, because our lives are getting smaller. The tick, tick, talk of the clock as our hairs grow gray. Right before we fade away, so say you'll stay until the angels call, until we lose it all, and until our hearts beat small, until the last leaf falls, until the last leaf falls. You are one pretty person in the situation worsens every time you catch my eye. You are a sunset emotion bringing ripples of emotion that I can't quite keep inside. And I wouldn't trade $1 million for the moments we share, because the lives are getting smaller. The tick, tick, tock of the clock as our hairs grow gray right before we fade away. So say or stay until the angels call, until we lose it all, and until our hearts beat small, until the last leaf falls. Oh, 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 oh. Until it falls. Oh, 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 oh. Father, time and the Reaper have appointments to keep, and we will never know quite when. So let's use up every moment with the reverent tone that says we don't know how it'll end. And I wouldn't trade $1 million for the moments we share, because our lives are getting smaller. The tick, tick, tock of the clock as our hairs grow gray right before we fade away. So say you'll stay until the angels call, until we lose it all, and until our hearts beat small, until the last leaf falls, until falls, until it falls, until it falls.
Very nice. Bobby Joe Valentine, you're a California singer. What brings you to town?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, I just got a couple shows in South by Southwest and Dallas and here in Houston on Sunday. So,
have you played South by Southwest before?
This is my first time at South by Southwest.
It's mobs.
I've heard legends.
Mobs of people.
Yeah, I'm terrified and excited.
Where are you playing there?
So we're playing on 6th Street. We actually got a show. A band canceled last minute, and a promoter friend invited me. So it's right on the main drag at 8 p.m. Great slot. And I'm going to be there and really excited about it Thursday night. And then Saturday at noon, I'm at the Whip Inn, which is like an Indian laundromat / music venue.
And the punchline of why you're on this show tonight is next Sunday?
Yes.
And what's going on then?
So there's this really great church that's just wonderful, Metropolitan Community Church, and it's Resurrection MCC. Mark Brown's a big friend of mine, and so he invited me to come and perform, and I'm bringing my stand-up bassist, and it's at 4:30.
And I'll give this again, but MCCR is at 2025 West 11th Street. That's at 11th near T.C. Jester, and the show is at 4:30?
Yeah, 4:30.
And it's free, but they'll be taking donations for Montrose Grace Place.
Yes.
Yes. One question I thought of, is Bobby Joe Valentine a stage name?
It's actually my birth name.
Really?
So yeah, so I was adopted 2 days after I was born, and my birth mother was named Anita Valentine. She wanted to name me Bobby Joe, but when I was adopted, my parents took that and they upgraded it to Robert Joseph. So my official name is Robert Joseph Parker, but my birth name was going to be Bobby Joe Valentine, so I decided to go with it with music.
I think something like Billy Joe McAllister or something like that.
There you go. Yeah. I'll take it.
Okay. I know we're hearing you live, so the audience can make up their mind, but how do you think of your music?
I like to think of it as hopeful and optimistic and hopefully trying to get at some, some deeper truths. I don't claim to know a lot about the world, but I'm trying to put it into poetry and sing about it. So,
What was that first song called?
Until the Last Leaf Falls.
And what's this next one called?
All right. This next this next song we could do is Chase Away My Dark.
Go for it.
All right. Four walls I built of tin and blocked out the city stars and freedom. And I can't let my feelings in, 'cause I would not know where to lead them. Plus that would mean I need them, and that would be too hard. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da 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 da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da.
I broke my heart before, so I know it hurts, no need to show me. And it's been years since I left the shore, and I hear the sirens getting lonely. But I don't want them to know me. I've got too many scars. Oh, how I need some love to chase away my dark. La-da-da-da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da. La da da da. La da da da. So far this sinking ship, well, so far she's past the point of leaving. And I am too scared to take the trip to out where the loved and lost are meeting. But the heart is prone to beating, and souls aren't meant to starve. So I need some love to chase away my dark. La-da-da-da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. I need some love to chase away my dark.
Sound good.
Thank you very much.
You said your music aims to be hopeful. Would you call that the overall message?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that a lot of people tend to kind of end their life philosophy on a pessimistic note. And I don't know. I want to try to put in some realistic hopefulness into the world. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do anyway.
And this is your third release? Home is your third release?
Home is my third release, yeah. And we just, actually, myself and my stand-up bassist, David Sachs, who's going to be at the show on Sunday, we just put together a live album. And that's actually releasing literally this week. We get our first physical copies.
Where's my copies?
So we don't get it yet. We actually get it. We're literally picking them up in Austin for South by Southwest.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's great.
So we're excited about that.
And so you got a live album. You got three studio albums.
Yeah.
In what period of time? How many years?
I've been doing this about 2.5 years now. So not too long.
Three in 2.5 years?
Yeah.
You're an overachiever.
I guess so. Well, I'm trying to get it all out there, you know.
Well, maybe I shouldn't ask this next question. How has your music evolved since your first release? It's been too short a time.
Man. Yeah, it has been. It has been short a time. I will say this, though. The songs that I'm writing now, it's been really fun playing with the full band and doing things like that on some of my larger shows. And when you play and practice with the full band, you start writing songs a little differently. And so a lot of my new songs are kind of anthemic and exciting and a little more upbeat. And it's been really fun writing those.
And you need upbeat for Alive.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And so how much of your writing is art and how much is craft?
It's all inspiration, but I've been writing poems and short stories ever since I was a little kid. And so when I started doing music, it was just another palette of color to paint with. I fell in love with it. And I let's say 80-20. Does that sound okay?
80 which?
80 art and 20 craft.
Okay. Got to have craft.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear about Come Back to Bed. I want to hear that song, and I want to hear about it first because that's such a sexy song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's about my partner, John, and it's just a simple song. There's a lot of songs about love out there and a lot of songs about sex, and I wanted to try to write a song that it was how I felt about my partner, and it was hopefully about both of those things.
Is there a video for that?
No.
There needs to be a video.
I know.
It really does.
Yes, I know.
I can see it.
We need to get on that for sure. It's true. It's true.
So go ahead and give us a comeback.
Come back to bed. All right, here we go.
You were sitting at the window when I woke up. Nothing but a bathrobe and a coffee cup. Watching the cars and the clouds move slowly. I was lying in the wrinkles and curves of your sheets. The sun was caressing your hair and your cheeks. I feel like I've known you for years and not weeks. And I love everything I see. Come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed with me. Ooh, I know those waters tend to run dry, and someday we'll have to sail through darker skies, and there's always danger in unknown country. But now the night is clear, we can see the stars, and there's no creatures here to tear our hearts apart. And I will be with you, dear, until our lights grow dark. And my love, you're all I need. Come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed. This is more than the room that we're in. This is more than the touch of our skin. And this is more than just two lungs breathing. This is 10,000 watts down the wire. And this is my hand and your soul on fire. And this is the rhythm of our heart's desires. And our bodies dance along to the beat. Come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed. Ooh, come back to bed with me. Ooh, come back to bed.
And that was the name of it, too.
There you go.
You've been doing this, what, less than 3 years?
Yes.
Wow.
Full time.
And you're touring now. Where do you tour?
I go all over the nation. And
really?
I was in, so like last year, October was North Carolina, Arizona, November was Texas, and on and on and on, Salt Lake City in January. So okay. Wander around quite a bit.
What's the best part and the worst part of touring?
Oh, man.
You better say being away from your partner is the worst part.
It really is, actually. But luckily, we're getting to a point now. I'm getting to a position where I can fly him out every now and then for my tour. He's not here now, unfortunately, but every now and then we can get him out there. But that is the worst part by far. The best part the best part is new audiences. Like, there's nothing like sitting in front of a group of 40 people, and I did this 4 times already in Texas, that you've never ever met, you know, 40 to 100 people, and singing your heart out and finding that there's a common ground. It's really powerful. So
what type of audience do you specialize in?
Oh, man. Well, I play a lot of pride events and enjoy playing to the LGBT audience, but I also do a lot of just mainstream concerts at clubs and music areas around the nation. And then every now and then a church will invite me, and I have a very deep faith. And even though my music isn't, you know, it's not churchy, it's really great to kind of go spread hope, for a bunch of people that are looking for it. And that's kind of how I think of church.
Tell me about that Ford commercial.
Oh yeah. That was out of the blue. I got a call from somebody wanting me to go they called it a promotions. I didn't even know it was a commercial starting off with it. And they flew me to 3 different places. I performed while they showed off the car to random people, and they filmed it. And then 2 months later, a friend texts me and he says, "I don't know if you know this, but you're on TV." And then I discovered the commercial for myself 2 weeks after that. And yeah, it's wandered all over the nation. And
What song was that?
The one on there is, there's 2 of them, Be Mine and A Hand to Hold. And they're both ukulele songs. And I don't have my ukulele.
Okay, well, we'll figure something else out. So you just sort of like, they just invited you. You didn't go through an agent or something to place a song?
I guess what happened is, well, I actually performed it. So I'm actually in the commercial performing the song. But
right.
I think, I think they were just looking for a ukulele player, and they just happened to find me, like, on Google or something.
Whoa.
I know, right? Yeah, who would have known I was the top search result for ukulele players?
Cute ukulele players.
I did not, right. Oh, yeah, jeez.
Okay, let's do... got room for one long song, I guess. But before we do that, I want to recap where you're going to be next Sunday, which is the 16th, at MCCR, which is at 2025 West 11th Street in Houston. Also at 11th and TC Jester. Most people know where that is. It's March 16th, 4:30. It's free. There'll be backup players with him. It'll be for the benefit Montrose Grace Place. So it's free, but you're welcome to make donations there for the cause. So tell us about this next song.
So this last song I'll play, I'll literally play the song that I wrote called Last Song. And I wrote this song coming out. I grew up in a really conservative Christian culture. Coming out was really tough. And one of the toughest parts is that I'd wandered all over the nation speaking at these different churches. And I developed this group of young people that really looked up to me. And I wrote this song once I realized that once I came out, there was just a lot of parents that were going to look at these kids and say, you can't talk to Bobby anymore. And so this is a song that I wrote that, what if this was the last thing they were going to hear? What would I want to say to them? And that's it.
Okay. While you're standing up to do that, I'm going to remind folks that your website is bobbyjoevalentine.com.
That's a good way to introduce it. I never figured out how to introduce that right. Thanks for that.
Time's moving on, I don't belong. This might be the last song from me you'll hear before I go. I thought you should know a few of the things in my heart I hold dear. You are a treasure, and wealth is a measure only decided by what you believe. So go where your soul goes, 'cause all ground is hallowed, and you are not shallow for chasing your dreams. Dance with the dancers, question the answers, laugh lots of laughter, but cry lots of tears, and be who you are, right from the start, and don't give your heart to the cancer called fear. Yeah, who? Talk more to strangers, they might be angels or broken souls that love's left in your care, and some will reject you, but love will protect you, and you will be better for meeting them there. So dance with the dancers, question the answers, laugh lots of laughter, but cry lots of tears, and be who you are, right from the start, and don't give your heart to the cancer called fear. No, don't. Avoid pretension, shoot for redemption. Remember that men are not all what they seem. seem. It's true, some are devils, and true, some are rebels. Most are disheveled and caught in between. So dance with the dancers, question the answers, laugh lots of laughter, but cry lots of tears, and be who you are right from the start. But don't give your heart to the cancer called fear.